Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
November 1st. Man, where does my life go, huh? November 1st already. By the way, you fasting with us this morning? Started last night at sundown. If you didn't join with us at sundown, you can start right now. Just try to fast breakfast, lunch, and supper with us today. Sarge got out a great email. We got thousands of people all across America that are fasting for us. And just believing the Lord's going to do something. You know, the church doesn't want to believe this, of course. But yesterday was a very high holy day in the demonic realm, Halloween. And they've done a great job of co-opting the rest of us into Halloween, not understanding the despicable nature of that holiday. Churches, churches counterfeit the devil. Call it trunk or treat. They call it harvest festivals, whatever. But see, again, we are, Rather than having strong prayer services against the spirits of darkness, which is what we would do, we put up one of those houses of people, jump houses, and dress up as biblical characters, and the church counterfeits the devil. We have it exactly backwards. And I don't have time. I didn't prepare a teaching. Maybe I should have prepared a teaching on Halloween. Because it is absolutely unbelievably wicked. We do understand that, right? Blood sacrifices took place last night in the devil's church now, remember. Not an American church, but the American church, we just can't wait to copy it. Trunk or treat and harvest festivals and all that kind of stuff. If you want to, listen, you want to have trunk or treat, do it on October 1st. You want to have trunk or treat, do it on November 8th. Why do you do it on the same night as, again, the world has become the salt of the church. And we wonder what's happened to our power, why there's no power in the church anymore. And listen, I'm not one of those religious, what's the word I'm looking for, JR? I'm not some religious rule follower, but there's some things that are pretty clear to me, pretty clear. You know, public schools are wicked. It's one thing pretty clear to me. Politics is rigged. That's pretty clear to me. Halloween is the devil's holiday. It's pretty clear to me. Hey, welcome to all of you here. Welcome. Hey, those of you out there in Etherland, we got a couple slots. You want to jump in here? A couple slots left in the queue. That doesn't happen very often, but we do have them today. Go to CoachDaveLive.com and just log in right there and jump in there. Even if it's your first time, we'd love to have you be part of it and get your feet wet. Come on in. The weather is fine. So it is November 1st, and we've got 8 days, I think, 8 days till the election, and I still think these are going to be some of the most unbelievable days that we have ever experienced. Anybody have any insight as we dig out here? Larry or JR or Roger? Roger's been blocked out here for about 3 days, 4 days. Any insight about anything at all we talked about yesterday or anything that you guys have seen? Because I certainly got some stuff to jump into here. Just thought I'd open that up. Hey, call in line if you want to. 843-957-8180. Call in Larry. I'll talk to you. Then we'll get you on. 843-957-8180. Anybody? Got anything for the good of the group there?
Yeah, I just want you to all know I'm getting slammed just because I'm repeating John Podesta's complaint about how Hillary's BO is bothering her.
Well, who's slamming you?
Yeah, just everybody on Facebook.
Yeah. What are they slamming you? That it's mean that you shouldn't be saying it or what, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. They're even giving me scripture, you know, don't have all that malice, all that Ephesian stuff. I said, hey, look, I'm just a messenger here.
It's amazing, isn't it? It is amazing. And when we really get into it, which you ought to do it, demons have an odor. And people don't want to even believe that there's demons, you know. And I look at Hillary. Ah, that's a gross woman. Here's what I got to figure out, guys. Help me figure this out. In her last debate, she looked like she was 25. Did you see that? Her face, she looked like she was 25 years old. Not a wrinkle on her face. And you get an up-close picture of that woman. She's 70 years old. She's a, dare I say it, she's a hag. I don't know, man. I guess it's all those Hollywood people and the great makeup and all that kind of stuff that's going on. But, hey, the pot begins to not boil, or the plot begins to thicken, or use whatever term you want to. Today's supposed to be the next week WikiLeaks release, and from what I understand, Julian Assange says this week is going to guarantee the arrest of Hillary Clinton. Believe that, JR? Believe JR shaking his head no. Anybody have any insight, mind racing at all about what's going on, what appears to be going on in the natural realm here in regards to politics? Anybody have any insight on that? I got a bunch of stuff to show you today, by the way.
Well, I just want to say that I have been blown away by the number of experts and Republican Party members and everything that have come on Fox News saying how horrible Comey was for violating the principles of saying something about a candidate 60 days before an election day.
Right.
I mean, it's the not only the mainstream media is basically ignoring beyond their first announcement that the whatever the investigation was reopened. But since then, they've been about ignoring it, except for the fact they are pounding and pounding Comey for how bad of a guy he is. This is a month after they were talking about how wonderful he was when he saw
the I don't know. I'm sorry, Larry. Didn't mean to walk on you there. I don't know if you guys have noticed or not, though. They're blaming the Russians, right? We're so stupid in America that they can throw basically anything out there. And, you know, Roger or Michael or Sarge, we're too smart to take the bait. But, you know, there's a lot of people that take the bait, just a lot of them. And I don't know if you saw the meltdown of James Carville the other day, yesterday. Did you guys see that? No? Hey, Jared, search that real quick. Carville, C-A-R-V-I-L-L-E, Carville meltdown on MSNBC. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Roger.
Oh, I was just thinking it was interesting, Obama's response to Comey. I think Obama has been tipped off of what they have. Mm-hmm. So he held back to show support because he knows what's coming. And I think Comey did that to just to protect the president, maybe, because he said nothing negative and basically lifted up Comey as a good man and it'll be done right.
JR, you shook your head no.
Full sound and fury signifying nothing. This has gone nowhere. It's a time waster. It's a time waster. We'll be talking about this instead of doing productive things.
I'd say yes to both of you, but I don't think it is a time waster. I think it's deeper than what we understand. I'm going to show you some stuff today that yeah, it's a dialectic. There's no doubt it's a dialectic, Sarge. I'm with you on that. But I really think that something – how about this? What if the prayers of the saints are actually working? Huh? That there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed, right? That Psalm – what psalm is that? Psalm 15? Let's go there real quick. Psalm 15. What – see – hey, guys, can I tell you something? We have no faith. We really don't have any faith at all. We don't believe that God could get a hold of Donald Trump's heart. We don't believe that. That's the wrong one. Psalm 18, I think it is. We don't believe that. We don't believe that God at this late date could do something that would rescue this nation. We don't believe that. Christians don't believe that. We don't believe that. And as I was saying on Satan's high holiday there at Halloween, what are we doing? We're doing trunk or treat. We're doing trunk or treats. And it's a spiritual war. God has soldiers that are going on, and we don't know that maybe some of these demons haven't turned on each other. Let's go to Psalm 18. I said 15, Jared. I'm sorry. It's 18. Always good to start with a little bit of Bible here, Roger. And then I want to, Jared found that thing on James Carville. I'm going to show you that here in just a second. Psalm 18. I'm going to try to read it quickly, although you know me, I want to preach and I start reading it. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of salvation, and my high tower. That's a pretty good start right there, isn't it? I will call upon the Lord, who's worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me. The floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. And in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him, even unto his ears. That's good, isn't it? He hears it. Then the earth shook and trembled. Something's trembling and shaking in America right now, boys. Don't think it. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was angry. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and a fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. You understand this? God's coming in like a dark cloud. He rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yeah, he did fly upon him. Ooh, Jared, you lost me. He did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made the darkness his secret place. Verse 12. At the brightness that was before him, the thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire, and the Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, and hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows, and he scattered them, and he shot out his lightnings, and it discomfited them. Then the channels of water were seen, the foundations of the world were discovered by thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. What a picture that is. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore, so because David did all that, therefore has the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness and according to the cleanness of my hands and his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou shalt show yourself pure, and with the froward you shall show yourself froward. For thou shalt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. Where are there some high looks? I can tell you where there are. Stay with me. For thou wilt light my candle. Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I have leapt over a wall. And as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He's a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He makes my feet like hinds' feet, and he sets me upon high places. He teaches my hands to war, so that a bow still is broken in mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand holdeth me up, and the gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again until they were consumed. I have wounded them that were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet, for thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle, but thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he didn't answer them. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. The people who I have not known shall serve me, and as soon as they hear me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. Strangers shall fade away, be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. He delivered me from mine enemies. Yea, thou hast lifted me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto his name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed evermore. Michael, we don't have enough faith. We don't have any idea how many hundreds of thousands of people have been praying that this evil would be exposed. And we are so set in our ways, we are so locked in this political trap that we cannot see what's going on outside and behind it. So I'm encouraged today. JR, I know you, man. You always told me that your mom taught you that behind every sunny day there was a cloud or something like that, right?
Behind every rainbow, there's a cloud.
Yeah, there's something going on. I think there's something going on. I want to share that with you. Michael, you agree with me today, bud?
Definitely there's something going on. We've got to look beyond the circumstances and know that in the spirit realm, the spirit is alive and well.
Yes, sir. It's the spirit of God that's exposing those evil Republicans. Don't think it isn't. Huh? He's tearing down every imagination and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and showing conservative Republicans that they've sold their birthright to, showing Christians they've sold their birthright to conservative Republicans. And now people's eyes are beginning to open, beginning to understand, beginning to see how deep this whole Clinton cabal is, how deep and how broad and how infectious the Clinton Foundation is, and everybody they've bought off. Something big's happening. Got a couple things I want to show you here real quick. Jared, go down to where it says stuff. It's going to be a good show. I'm excited today. November 1st. We're heading the right direction. Let's look at this. Hey, Jared, play that second one. It says traitor. Guys, something big's going on with Anthony Weiner and Huma. And that whole mess is being exposed right before our very eyes. And we'll tell you this, there are still some good people in the American government. Some of these FBI agents are still good men. And they know what's going on. They've seen the emails. I'm going to tell you this, the cachet of what is on Weiner's emails. Remember, either he or Huma called what was on his email, on his computer, life insurance. Now, we don't know whether it was Anthony stealing Huma's emails and saving them. We don't know. But somebody was talking about life insurance. Huh? Okay, you've heard this. I want you to watch this. It's 3 minutes. Your diagnosis is correct, coach, but is the disease curable? Good question, man. Okay, let's watch this. This is Cicero on treason.
A nation can survive its fools, and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men.
Sonic symbol.
He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly. And unknown in the night. To undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear.
The infiltration of our government, fellas. The infiltration of our government. I'm sorry, keep going, Jared. I thought I was done there. I think it is. The infiltration of our government by people that we have trusted. Now, I spoke about this before. How long have the Clintons been around? And we're going to get Larry Nichols on here. I hope, Michael, that you can continue to try to work that out for us to explain. He's told us. He told us on JR's show about the Clintons, what they're all about, going back to the early 90s, a little even earlier before that, maybe back in the 70s, I think maybe Larry Nichols worked with them. He told us what they were all about, he told us about that cabal, what they've brought in. And one of the things that we need to think about this, in this whole election thing, is let's take our eyes off of Trump, let's take our eyes off of Hillary. If we had Larry Nichols on right now, I'd ask him this, hey, Larry, what kind of people is Hillary going to appoint? Huh? That right there, that ought to be all we need to know, isn't it? What kind of people is she going to appoint into positions of authority?
Whoever pays up, Coach.
What's that, Steve?
Whoever pays up.
Whoever pays up. We already see that, don't we? Pay to play. And so whoever she's going to appoint in authority, she's one of those traitors. But she hasn't done it by herself. I'm going to show you something now. It's going to curl your toes. And, guys, listen. Wiener's laptop wasn't an accident. And I'll tell you this. Though it says in Psalm 35, maybe. Hang on, just turn right there. That those who dig a ditch fall back into it. Where is it? Those who dig a ditch fall back into it. For which cause have they hidden from me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul? Let destruction come upon him unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself, and that they would fall into the very destruction. Do you see what's going on? All of these Republicans who don't want Trump. See, they thought they dug a ditch, they dug a pit, and they thought we were all going to fall into it. See, we were all going to fall into it, and the Lord, and only as the Lord can do it, the Lord has turned the tables on them. They just turned the tables on them through a way that they never thought it would happen. Looking for Anthony Weiner's wiener. I heard somebody say last night, Bill Clinton got destroyed by a vagina. Hillary's getting killed by a wiener. Thought there's some justice in that, didn't you? We're talking about Cicero's idea that traitors move amongst us. Here's what's going on. This is what they all know. All right? It's what they all know. Jared, go ahead and play that one on who is Huma. Who is Huma? Keep in mind, these traitors, don't tell me that's not up. I just watched it. Not there, Jared? Is that what it's telling us? It's telling us that. How can that be? Yeah, somebody just pulled that thing down. Maybe they knew I was going to play that. I bet you can find that someplace else, Jared. See if you can. Who is Huma? Huma Abedin. There it is. See if that'll do it, bud.
8 minutes.
There we go. Play it. Yep.
Her history and alarming connections are mostly unknown to the American people. Who is Huma Abedin? What do we know about Hillary Clinton's number one aide and sidekick for 20 years? Hillary spoke at Huma's wedding saying, "If I had a second daughter, it would be Huma." This presidential election decides who gets to run the most powerful country on earth, so it is obviously very important to understand the facts about Huma Abedin, as she may very soon become chief of staff in the White House.
Not now!
I'll be simplifying an intricate web of people, organizations, and events that unraveled over many years. All of this information and more is available online for anyone who has access to Google. Anyway, here is an unbelievable story of infiltration, unfolding before our eyes, and the most important aspect of this election that you definitely won't see on CNN. There are four main players in this: Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, Abdullah Omar Nassif, and Saudi Arabia. Huma was born in the USA. Then when she was 2 years old, her family moved to Saudi Arabia. They lived in Saudi Arabia for 16 years. Huma returned to the USA when she was 18 to study at George Washington University. Only after 2 years in the country, she became an intern for Hillary Clinton, and soon after started working full-time. Also in 1996, Huma was working at her family business, a journal by the Institute of Muslim Minority Affairs. The Abedin's family business is owned by the Muslim World League, Saudi Arabia's global organization that promotes violent Wahhabi Islam. They even share an office at 46 Goodge Street, London. Saliha Abedin, Huma's mother, and Hassan Abedin, Huma's brother, currently work there still. Abdullah Omar Nassif is one of the founders of the Muslim World League and served as vice president of the Saudi Kingdom Shura Council. He created Huma's family business along with her father. He also funded Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, as did Saudi Arabia, for many years. His organization was declared guilty of funding Al-Qaeda terrorism by the USA State Department. During the Holy Land Foundation trial in 2001, the FBI discovered that the Muslim Brotherhood gave over $12 million to Hamas, the terrorist organization. They also found the secret 18-page plan for the Muslim Brotherhood, which explains that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying Western civilization from within. This document is available online in full. One of the many listed organizations within the Muslim Brotherhood was the Muslim Students Association, which Huma was an executive board member on for 3 years. Only 2 years after Huma left, Anwar al-Awlaki, the al-Qaeda member and preacher to 9/11 hijackers, became chaplain of the same Muslim Students Association that Huma was a part of. To make things worse, Huma's mother, Saliha Abedin, is a leading member of the Muslim Sisterhood, the women's division of the Muslim Brotherhood. All of these organizations share the same goal and tell us repeatedly in plain English. They want to destroy Western civilization and replace our laws with oppressive Sharia law like you see in Saudi Arabia. On 9/11, Abdullah Omar Nassif, Saudi Arabia, and Al-Qaeda tried to do just that. Where was Huma that day? The top funders of the 9/11 attacks created Huma's family business. Huma was officially working for the terrorists and Hillary Clinton the day those towers fell. Huma Abedin has never come forward with any information about her Saudi co-workers. Absolutely none of Huma's connections were mentioned by her during the investigations into 9/11. She has made no mention of her relationship to Abdullah Omar Nassif, the Muslim World League, Muslim Brotherhood, or her current status at her family business, which could be of unimaginable assistance to the FBI and the CIA. Huma's mother still works for the Muslim World League, yet Huma has made no effort to distance herself from her mother or her radical views. Saliha Abedin is a leading Sharia activist who has, for example, published a book called Women in Islam that claims secular man-made laws enslave women. It supports female genital mutilation, the death penalty for leaving Islam, the legal subordination of women, and the participation of women in violent jihad. Hillary Clinton has flown to meet with Saliha Abedin many times. Huma says that her mother considers her to be a big deal and is proud of her. Humor's absolute silence on all questions regarding her extremist ties says far too much. How can someone with such close links to terrorism be allowed access to our top secret information and have security clearances? Especially since it was found that Humer was accessing Hillary Clinton's emails and physical documents. The Clinton Foundation received over $25 million from Saudi Arabia, and they also funded 20% of her election campaign. Saudi Arabia's massive influence on the Clintons and Obama administration has not gone unnoticed. The damaging results of Islamist influence on the USA and Europe is worthy of another dedicated report, as this is just the tip of the corrupt iceberg. But you can no longer deny that Hillary Clinton is actively working with a global movement whose goal is to destroy Western civilization, just for the selfish benefit of money and power. Humer is the previously hidden link between the Clintons and Saudi terrorism. Dozens of other people and organizations were left out of this for length. Any rational person should have high standards of evidence for claims such as this. So here is the fastest way to prove Humer's tie to Abdullah Omar Nassif that you can look up for yourself and is sourced by their own websites. Start at the website of Humer's family business, the Institute of Muslim Minority Affairs. See that Humer's mother, Saliha, and Humer's brother, Hassan, currently manage this company. Now go to the website for the Muslim World League, owned by Saudi Arabia and Abdullah Omar Nassif. Note the address is listed by their website, 46 Goodge Street, London. Now, back to Humer's family business. If you scroll down, you see that same address, 46 Goodge Street, London. Clearly anyone can prove in seconds that Humer's family business is owned by Saudi Arabian terrorists. Their own websites make no secret of this fact. There are no more excuses for Humer's silence. She has had years of opportunities to distance herself from terrorists and radical views, but would rather simply hide. The American people demand an explanation from Humer Abedin and Hillary Clinton before the election. One simple, straightforward question needs to be answered. Did Abdullah Omar Nassif create your family business, and were you working with him in any capacity on September the 11th, 2001? Yes or no? This year marks the 15th anniversary of the day Al-Qaeda murdered 3,000 innocent citizens. Let's not forget about it so quickly. Humer's security clearances should be revoked until she or Hillary directly address this national security threat. Unfortunately, in the meantime, because of the overwhelming silence and lies, it appears to be true that a vote for Hillary Clinton will be a vote for Humer Abedin, the Muslim Brotherhood, Saudi Arabia, Al-Qaeda, and a wish for the complete destruction of the United States of America.
A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and he carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. She speaks in accents familiar to his victims. And she wears their face and their arguments. She appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. She rots the soul of a nation. She works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. She infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. Okay, fellas, what's your reaction to that? Sarge, what's your reaction to that?
Just goes to show you how deep the tentacles of the opposite team goes.
Well, I think it's interesting also that she married a Jew, which adds for the additional cover of what she's doing. Now, I don't know if Wiener is a practicing Jew or Orthodox or whatever, but, you know, a Muslim marrying a Jew, you know, I don't think it happens that often, you know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Unless there's a cover, part of maybe some form of a cover.
Do you know who married Wiener and Abedin?
Mr. Clinton.
Bill Clinton married them. Now, guys, let's go back and let's look at something here real quickly. JR, she was born in the United States. At age 2, she moved to Saudi Arabia. At age 18, she comes back and goes to George Washington University. And 2 years later, she's Hillary's right-hand girl. Huh?
She could what? Be she could be president, too.
Because she was born here, right?
Yeah, she could be president.
Yeah, she could be president. So here's what I say. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. And we're seeing it because the left is deflecting so hard. I'm going to paint a scenario here. Let's get that Carville clip ready again, if you can, Jared, because I want people to see that. Something's happened, I think, from a righteous standpoint. I don't think Comey's righteous. Something's going on behind the scenes. Guys, hear this. Those FBI guys, they already know what those clips are. Listen. Huma either fed this stuff to Saudi Arabia, hit it on a computer, or Anthony did, hit it on the computer. And the idea that they said it was life insurance was because what? Because either Anthony feared for his life or Huma feared for her life. And so they had these stuff in ready to be able to release them. And some of the information I've been finding on the internet, because you can't trust everything you find on the internet, is it does also involve sex tapes. One of the folders in the file has to do with sex tapes of Hillary and Huma. We're talking about some very, very... See, listen, the unbridled heart of man is wicked. It's wicked. It will go where we can't even imagine it will go for money, for power, for esteem, for sex, an unbridled heart. And that's what I said about the Donald Trump. Hey, JR, go back 40 years, and let's say you were Donald Trump, and you had $5 billion. What kind of hellion mess could you have made with $5 billion, JR, and all that power and all that influence?
Wow.
Wow, huh? So we're lucky that Donald Trump's maybe even more restrained than what you were, what I was 40 years ago, and how I could have been influenced. So here's what I want you to, here's what I'm going to show you, James Carville here. First of all, you want to talk about a demon. Now, this guy's married to Mary Madeline, right? Who's Mary Madeline? Well, she's the big Republican insider. So here we got the big Republican insider married to the big Democrat insider, James Carville and Mary Madeline, right? Something is going down big. I want you to watch. It's about 7 minutes. We may not watch it all. I want you to watch what James Carville, you tell me if there's not something going on deep that is causing these guys to act like this. Hey, this reaction ain't faked. It's planned, but it ain't fake. Go ahead, Jared.
Now is Democratic strategist James Carville. He is a supporter of Hillary Clinton. Sir, it's good to have you with me. And I want to play back for everybody who may have just missed it what Hillary Clinton was saying on the stump about the very issue that seems to be grabbing all the headlines, this new batch of emails with Director Comey.
Why in the world the FBI would decide to jump into an election with no evidence of any wrongdoing, with just days to go? That's a good question. And first of all, for those of you who are concerned about my using personal email, I understand, and as I've said, I'm not making excuses. I've said it was a mistake, and I regret it. And now they apparently want to look at emails of one of my staffers, and by all means, they should look
at
them.
Stop that second, Jared.
And I am sure.
You know who that staffer is? See, she just called just a staffer. Now it's just a staffer. Want to look at the emails of one of my staffers. Like somebody goes and gets her coffee. Just some flunky. No, no, no. Her right-hand woman, right? And this woman is so wicked. This woman is so wicked. Keep going, Jared.
Sure, they will reach the same conclusion they did when they looked at my emails for the last year.
We still
there is no
email.
Case here.
So, James, we wait for email. The FBI to give right. clearance on what right. Hillary Clinton is saying there. And the Democrats, they've right. criticized Director Comey. But if he had sat on information right. until after this election and there was something there, there was really there, wouldn't he be accused of a cover-up?
Well, Look, first of all, let's start again. He was acting in concert and coordination with the House of Republicans in the story.
Here come the Russians.
They gave it to him. They gave it to Fox News. Also, we have the extraordinary case of the KGB being involved in this race and selectively leaking things from the Clinton campaign that they hacked. So we have, the American democracy is really under attack here. And the question is, how are we, and particularly how are Democrats going to respond to this? I mean, we have to understand this is really, really quite extraordinary. And it would seem to me that the FBI shouldn't be getting rolled by the House Republicans. And that's what happened here. There's nothing else that's going on. And at the meantime, we do know that our democracy is under assault by the KGB. I mean,
we're not
to
a
me,
democracy.
That's something we ought to be talking KGB. About. That's a very pertinent and relevant issue in this campaign. And people have to decide, do we want our country for ourselves or people in charge?
Hey, folks. The Saudis are right in the middle of our government. He's worried about the KGB. The Saudis are in the White House. The Saudis are trying to get back in there again, and he's trying to deflect to the KGB. I don't even know if the KGB even exists anymore. Go ahead.
We're going to let the KGB and the House Republicans decide this election.
Meanwhile, you are correct that most American intelligence agencies do feel that the hacking that has been of a WikiLeaks of John Podesta's email was provided through Russian agencies. But when we take away what's going on with WikiLeaks, James, and just focus specifically on the FBI, James Comey was praised in July by everyone for not moving forward with a recommendation to Loretta Lynch. So why now is it different for Comey when they find something that could be pertinent?
Okay, now listen, I want you to hear what he's going to say here. Because you have to listen, see. People don't listen. Carville's going to say, yeah, Comey was a good guy, but now the situation has changed. In other words, Comey's not a good guy anymore. And then he doesn't even take into effect, yes, the situation has changed. That's why Comey changed. The situation changed. That's why Comey changed. See, if you don't listen closely, they will use an argument that just twists you in knots. So listen to him say, okay, situation's changed. Now Comey's a bad guy, without the guy coming back and saying, yeah, but Comey changed because the situation changed. Go ahead.
You know what John Maynard Keynes said? When the facts change, I change my mind. What do? I mean, somehow or another, that this is all. Well, you said something nice in July, so you can't say, in spite of Justice Department policy, in spite of former people in the Bush administration, in spite of ethics people all over saying this is unprecedented, why are you defending this? Why are you sitting here when our democracy is under assault,
democracy,
when the FBI is acting at the behest of Jason Chavitz, and sitting here acting like this is something legit? It's not. It's an effort to affect this election. So and Democrats and people across this country have to know this.
So, James, in July, when Comey did the unprecedented act of holding a press conference to reveal that he wasn't going to have charges recommended to Loretta Lynch, no one then on the left was up in arms over what James Comey had just done. Isn't this a double standard?
That's not correct. No, it's not a double standard at all.
Here come the
Russians. When facts change, you change your mind.
Right.
I know that's a hard concept for people to get sometimes. It is unprecedented. Look at the op-ed pieces. Look at what's going on. And you're sitting here defending an assault on American democracy.
There it is.
I mean, just, you know, somebody probably said nice things about anybody at a given point. This is an unprecedented event that was done at the behest of the House Republicans, that was leaked to the press by the House Republicans. And as we know, the KGB is all over this election. And this is what we're talking about. We ought to be talking about our democracy being under assault right now. And what are we going to do about it? And not what somebody said in July about James Comey. That's a distraction. That's not what's going on. How many op-ed pieces did you read today of people saying this is unprecedented? Republicans saying this is unprecedented. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Stop
eight
it, Jared.
Days before an election.
Is Hillary's behavior unprecedented? We don't hear that. We don't hear any of that. This guy's a master, man. This is the devil. This dude right here is the devil. He's the author of confusion. Go ahead. We're about done.
And it's more unbelievable that people like you are defending this.
Well, James, in no way am I defending it. I'm just trying to ask questions of you as a
political
operative.
Well, of course you are. You're making excuses for Comey by bringing up something somebody said in July.
No, I'm not making excuses for Director Comey. I think Director Comey has been praised on the left and the right for being a pretty neutral guy for his career, correct?
I don't know. You know, I don't know what someone said in July. I do know it was unprecedented to hold a press conference and to talk about his opinion of what she did as opposed to just saying there's nothing in an investigation.
Well, we all know what James Comey did when Alberto Gonzalez was his boss. So, James, I'm confused. Wait, hold on. Only one of us can talk at a time.
Alberto, no.
Hold on. Only one of us can talk at a time or no one listens. But when under Alberto Gonzalez, he did not take his orders under the Bush administration, kind of went rogue then. So he's been praised on both sides for a long time about trying to impart a neutrality that is
here come
away
the Russians,
from politics.
Here comes
so would you disagree with that?
Oh, completely. You're talking about Alberto Gonzalez, and we're talking about the FBI against Justice Department policy, against everything that we all know, getting involved in a presidential election. If you want to defend that, you defend it, but I'm not. I think this is an outrage, and I think the fact that the KGB is involved in this election is an outrage, and I think the American people ought to take their democracy back regardless of what the press wants to do and the excuses they want to make.
Stop it, Jared.
What's the best thing that Hillary...
Do you think he doesn't know we're not a democracy? Do you think he doesn't know that? Does he not know there's not a KGB anymore, supposedly not a KGB anymore? This guy is a master. What do you think, Erfels?
I think that the whole thing, Comey coming back out again, and I've thought this since day one, is an attempt and an opportunity for the left and their mainstream media buddies, and now Fox News buddies too, to whip up the enthusiasm for the vote for the left.
Yep. I don't think it's going to work, though, Larry.
Another thing is, Sue, is if Hillary says, bring out all the emails, you know there's something going on, that she knows what's going on behind the scenes, and that's why this is all big smokescreen, and that there is something going on deeper than they realize, but there's something also that is really on the dark side when she knows and she says, bring out all the emails. You know she knows something. And yet behind this, the FBI is doing something on a deeper level. Beware that there may be something hidden by the FBI in all those emails that may come out too.
Yeah, this is so nefarious. It's so deep. Everything's going on. Steve, I want to ask you this, Steve Mencking, from a financial standpoint. I saw today that yesterday that the stock market fell a little bit because they'd already factored in the fact Hillary was going to remain president of the United States. Speak to that a little bit, Steve, how that financials is affecting all the stuff that's going on.
Well, without getting into any of the technicalities here, the idea is that because the Hillary victory was baked in the cake, so to speak, that was the expectation on political betting markets and financial markets in general, and that would represent a continuation of the status quo, easy money policy, debt expansion, and the rest of it that has kept the stock market at overvalued levels, all-time bubble-ish kind of highs here, disconnected from reality. So the market views a Trump victory as, at the very least, a source of great uncertainty because we don't know. We wouldn't know exactly what a President Trump would do. You would imagine that he would get rid of the people at the Fed, that he would certainly not reappoint Janet Yellen, given all of his rhetoric against it. And so as soon as this came out on Friday, you saw the stock market take a little bit of a hit. And then and you also saw gold jump up a bit. So they're moving in inverse relationship. Gold is moving up pretty strongly here this morning in the pre-market. We'll see if that gets hit back down and just dumped on when the COMEX opens for paper manipulation trading. But ultimately the key driver in the markets is uncertainty. It's risk on, risk off, and Hillary is seen as being a continuation of the policies of easy money that are being safe for risk on, and Trump is seen as you have to go a little bit risk off because there's just uncertainty surrounding it.
JR or Roger or Sarge, somebody make the case that this is all a big setup. Can you make that case, JR, that this is all a big setup? The whole FBI reopening the investigation. What would be the game that they'd be playing? What do you think, Raj?
Well, I'm not going to give you the answer you want. I think what may be going on is this wonderful nation of ours that God helped form using fallen men such as Franklin with his mistresses, Jefferson with his slaves, Hamilton, chief of staff of Washington, and all of his fraudulent dealings as chief of staff. This wonderful concept of a nation our Lord may be intervening to save.
Amen. Government power corrupts. Absolutely. Huh? And maybe the Lord is stepping in. Do you think the Lord wants the United States of America to become Muslim? Huh? That's where it's heading. What do you think, Sarge?
Well, I don't know, but I saw it firsthand. I saw them come to town my time in D.C., and they took over in a lot of places. Final straw for me was when they were rolling out the rug down in the chapel at the basement of the Pentagon. I said, that's it. I'm out of here.
You actually saw that, right, Sarge?
My gunny sergeant did.
So rolling out the rug, you know what he's talking about? Huh? You guys know what? The Muslims hitting the prayer rug in the Pentagon. Freedom of religion, JR. It's a great country. Freedom of religion. Hey, let's do this real quick. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to brag on Trump here again. Jared, pull up the one that says Trump prediction or something, whatever that is. It's about 2 minutes. It's Mark Dice. I saw a video of this yesterday. Did you guys know? As only Trump can do, a year ago, watch this.
Donald Trump was right again about Hillary Clinton and her inner circle of collaborators. Take a look at what he tweeted out over a year ago on August 31st, 2015, when he said, quote, Uma Aberdeen, top aide to Hillary Clinton and the wife of perv sleazebag Anthony Weiner, was a major security risk as a collector of info. A tweet that at the time was perhaps overlooked and underestimated, but in the light of the current situation, with the FBI now receiving a warrant to search through Anthony Weiner and his wife, now estranged wife, his pretend wife, Uma Aberdeen's laptop. This after Uma gave sworn testimony that she had turned over all devices that may contain State Department emails. Uma has also admitted that she was forwarding State Department emails to her personal Yahoo email address, claiming that it was easier to print them out from her Yahoo account.
Sure.
Donald Trump also tweeted out this ominous tweet in August of 2015, over a year before this current scandal. Quote, it came out that Uma Aberdeen knows all about Hillary's private illegal emails. Uma's PR husband, meaning pretend husband or public relations husband, Anthony Weiner, will tell the world. When I first saw a screenshot of this tweet floating around Twitter, I thought possibly it was fake, but I went to Donald Trump's official verified Twitter account, and here it is. You may be interested to learn that the Clintons actually introduced Anthony Weiner and his PR pretend wife, Uma Aberdeen, who's worked for Hillary Clinton for 20 years. Since she was an intern at the age of 19 working for Hillary Clinton when she was first lady. Now, the liberals are scrambling to explain this devastating turn in what may be the most shocking October surprise in election history. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new and check back here every...
Okay, so let's move inside the Weiner house here real quick. I just got a few minutes. First of all, with these emails on a Yahoo account, which is what Anthony Weiner had them on, they said, anybody can hack that. There's no security at all. Anybody can hack it. Just kind of curious down there, fellas. Who's saving the emails as life insurance? Anthony or Uma? What do you think? Hmm? Is Uma forwarding all of these private emails, these Clinton.gov emails, is she forwarding all of those to her email on Yahoo so they can be picked up by anybody in the world? Or is her husband hacking into his wife's private Yahoo and saving the emails for fear he might need them later on. And I just saw this morning a confirmation that Anthony Weiner is singing like a bird, trying to make a deal with the feds over his pedophile accusations that will land him in jail for up to 15 years. What do you think's going on, men? Come on, somebody jump in here. What's going on? Come on, Weave. You gotta dig him out. You gotta dig your client out here. What do you think's going on?
I think there's a whole lot of rotten fish in the fish market.
I think so too, man. I think so too. And the fish rots from the head down, doesn't it?
Come on. Evil always falls in on itself. Everything will be revealed that has
dug
been
a ditch. That's right. I just read that. They dug a ditch. They've fallen into the ditch. See, I think we're seeing the supernatural hand of God move. There's just been so many guys. This stuff can't all be a coincidence. Listen, do you really think? Those never Trumpers. Do you really think that Trump is running influence for Hillary? That argument is deader than a dead fish. That can't be the argument. They never thought Trump would get to where he's gotten. They threw everything they had at him, all the media, they threw everything they could at him. And now we're seeing he was prophetic a year ago about Weiner, prophetic about all this. Man, oh man, we have to be careful that we don't find ourselves fighting against what it is God's trying to do. Thoughts?
Heaven forbid, maybe he's anointed.
Heaven forbid he might be anointed, huh? Oh, my goodness.
Well, Coach, Trump is up by 1% in the latest ABC Washington Post poll that continues to oversample Democrats at a 10 percentage point advantage. So, right. You know.
See, Steve, I made the point yesterday that I believe they know Hillary's toast. They know it. And so now they're going to be able to blame this FBI release for all the movement in the polls. We were right all along, but man, when that FBI thing came out, the polls just, they all went the other direction. So
don't forget Putin, Coach. You know, he came in there personally and hacked it. He left his signature, man.
Yeah.
He said, it was me. I was Putin. I did it. I'm the one.
Yeah. We're dumb enough. We'll believe it, though, right? We're dumb enough to believe it. So, guys, we are in unbelievably exciting times. I had about 10 more things up here I wanted to show you today. And just to encourage you that, hey, Roger, what are we going to talk about 2 weeks from now? There won't be anything to talk about. Hey, JR.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, there will be.
Oh, yes, because our work will just be beginning. No matter who wins, our work will just be starting. Because when we see this wounded animal thrown out of office, you think Black Lives Matter was something. You watch what's going to take place. And here's what's going on. The good old Democrats, like my brother, he sees it. He ain't going to turn out to the polls. That ain't going to happen. The gates of hell about to be Hey, get some toilet paper and some food. Get ready to hunker down for a while, because I think something, maybe even before the election, something's going to come. It's just going to be, it's going to be crazy good. Got a couple minutes left. Anybody want to take us home here?
Yeah,
JR, go ahead.
As to the work just beginning when the election takes place, let's just not forget who are members of the true body of Christ, those who understand their position as children of God. Unity is so important.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Not each of us jump on our own little barge, our own little floating island, and say, this is the only idea that's going to save our nation.
Yep.
And there's 22,000 ideas out there. Let's understand that unity is important.
The maestro is playing my song.
Thank you, brother. Yes, sir. Well, let me just pray here. Lord, many of us, Lord, as you know, are gathered on a fast here today, Lord. We're not trying to get brownie points with you, Lord. We know this is one of the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down the strongholds, Lord. And we are fasting today, Lord, that you might unleash the powers of light into that darkness, Lord, that you'll break, You'll sever demonic strongholds. You'll sever demonic institutions, Lord Jesus, through the faithfulness of our fast, that you'll, that your ministering angels will be sent out, Lord, to do war on behalf of the children. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we pray that even in all of your wrath, Lord, that we would cry for mercy today, Lord, that you would have mercy on us, Lord, and that your word says that there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And as we read in the Psalms today, Lord, that those who dig a ditch are going to fall back in it, Lord. Father, we pray for you, and we pray that you would open the eyes of your people, that they would see and understand the time in which we live and what it is that Israel needs to do, Father, and that you'd be glorified through our lives, through our efforts, and through everything that we do, that we bring glory and honor to you, Lord. Lord, loosen our tongues that we would speak. When we speak, it would be the oracles of truth straight from the throne room of heaven, and that others will be impacted by everything we say, everything we do, that we'd be seed planters, little Johnny Appleseeds, the gospel of truth be shed abroad in the hearts of men. We trust you to do this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, boys. Amen, boys.
Amen.
Keep your eye on the ball. Keep your eye on the ball. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.